Episode 1798, When Stuff Hits the Fan.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I don't know about you, but I am doing a happy dance because it is Friday. And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Oh yeah, do I have a story to share with you. When Stuff Hits the Fan. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, breaking news, Christmas is now 13 days away. Oh, no, it's not. It's 12 days away. Are you freaking out? Okay, I'm beginning to freak out just a little bit. Confession here, full up confession. I think I've already purchased 3 gifts. Count that. 1, 2, 3. I have how many children? And I have a husband? That's not even counting the cats and the dog. I am in trouble. Well, hopefully you are not where I am. But today we're not going to talk about presents and holidays and packing and wrapping. Oh, no, 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 no. We're talking about when stuff hits the fan. Children can push you to your limits regardless of their age. Whether it's the holidays or every day, what do you do when stuff hits the fan? You can be running out the door 10 minutes late to school or dance or basketball practice, and all of a sudden your voice jumps 3 octaves to get everyone in the car faster. The tension grows and your blood pressure increases by 10 points. Why does life have to be so complicated? Can't the children just be ready when you give them the 5-minute reminder? I mean, come on, they should know by now. How many years have you been doing this? Well, you know the answer. Of course not. If only the children would cooperate all of the time, life would be easier. I think it's just a way to remind us how crazy we drive God. Think about it. When we don't pay attention the first time, or second, or 500th time, don't you think God would like to raise his voice at us? But what amazes me is that God doesn't raise his voice most of the time. Instead, he whispers to get our attention. But if we're not careful, we won't hear him. If we're not watching, we won't see him. Children do the same thing. They think they know everything. Okay, they know a lot, but we still know more. And our knowledge comes with what? Wisdom. Wisdom is so important. But you know, children, no. They close their ears pretending not to hear. They ignore the obvious just because they can. Who needs to be reminded 20 times that you are leaving for practice? Well, obviously they do because they're never ready. Between the yelling and the arguing, it can get really loud in the home to the point that no one is listening anymore. It's just noise. Noise that has no meaning. How do you maintain your sanity and leadership in your home when stuff hits the fan? Well, take it from the coach, no one ever drowned in sweat. Coach Lou Holtz knew what he was talking about. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. No one ever drowned in sweat. Life is never going to be easy. There are lots of things that you can do to make it simple. But implementing simple takes consistency and fortitude. You have to be willing to go the extra mile when the going gets tough. And how many times do we get tired? How many times are you ready just to throw in the hat? Well, I got to tell you, our house lit up yesterday afternoon. Oh, you would have thought there was a war on the Wargo household. Oh, yeah. I asked a simple question in regards to one of my younger 2 sons. I won't name him because there might be a teacher or so listening. So we don't want to get anybody in extra trouble here. And there's not really any extra trouble. But I had a concern about the way he handled a situation going from one class to the next. He got his first tardy. Oh my gosh. So I asked a basic question. Did you get a slip? Oh no, Mom, the teacher was busy. I said, it's okay. And all of a sudden, he's yelling and screaming. And his other sibling. We'll leave it, whether it's male or female, we'll just leave it at that. So you don't know who I'm talking about exactly. But the other sibling says, well, what's wrong with this? And next thing you know, he's taken off his shirt. He's throwing it on the ground. And we've got a few foul words coming out of his mouth. Oh, yeah. Well, when this is all going on, I'm actually standing on the stepladder because I'm short and our pantry is like twice my height. I can't reach the top. And I was putting some things away from the grocery store. And I'm just standing there going, am I really watching my child do this? You're actually throwing a temper tantrum. You're causing conflict that really doesn't need to be there. You're putting me in a position on a ladder that, number one, isn't safe. If I get mad, I might fall off. This is ridiculous. How crazy can this be? All of a sudden, he goes into this rant that he's had a long week and everybody's tired and no one's helping and he's not getting any sleep and he's going on and on and on. I just stood there as he carried on. No one ever drowned in sweat. At first, I was like, I'm not sure if I should laugh, if I should cry, if I should yell back at him. But what I did know is that what he was doing ultimately had nothing to do with me as his mom. If we as parents would stop long enough to think through why we get into these positions that we get into, we might stop it before it even happens. So when stuff hits the fan, what can you do? How can you respond as a parent, as a person of influence, impact, and what? One that's going to carry leadership and wisdom, right? What does that look like? Number one, reflect on what's best. Well, as he's carrying on, right? I'm letting him carry on. In my mind, I'm going, okay, all this stuff has happened. Okay, maybe he just needs to exert some energy and then maybe he'll go lay down and he'll go take a nap because ultimately that's what he needs. He's had a really, really, really long week. I'm telling you, this boy has been staying up till 2 o'clock almost every single night since Sunday night. And it's not like he didn't work the whole weekend too. There's just one thing after another. We're at the end of the semester. Major projects are due. And he's one who wants to get it fine-tuned. So as I'm standing there, I'm like, okay, let's reflect here for a moment. What's best? It gave me a moment to what? Take a step back. To breathe. I could have sat there and yelled right back at him. I could have gotten mad at him for how he was speaking to me. And in all honesty, he wasn't at all yelling directly at me. I knew this. This wasn't my kiddo that was sitting here with a foul mouth all the time. It was a moment of chaos for him. And it was all coming to a head. And guess what? Mama was in the room and she was going to get the wrath of it. But for me, I just looked at it and was like, okay, breathe here. What is the goal of the situation at hand? Maybe for him, he just honestly needed to let off steam. Now, as his mom, did I approve of that? Not the way he handled it. However, he did it under our roof. I would have rather of him yelled at me instead of yelling at a teacher at school or at his classmates. No one deserved that wrath. So it was just a moment in time. So sometimes we need to just step back, reflect on what's best. Number two, listen to all sides. You need to know your child's point of view. Giving him or her the time to express this doesn't mean you're agreeing with them. That's one of the mistakes we make as parents. We think that just because we're listening to them means that we are agreeing with them. No, that's not it. We're allowing them to be what? Heard. Our children need to be heard. My son needed to be heard. He needed to let off that steam. And he did. And guess what? I listened. I got his point of view. Loud and clear. Clothes flying, everything. Oh, it was dramatic. Number one, reflect on what's best. Number two, listen to all sides. And finally, number three, whisper a resolution. Or you can give a resolution with a giggle. Either way, it breaks the ice. So when my son finally took a deep breath, my other child, a sibling of his, said, "You know what, man? You just need to go take a nap." And I just stood there and I said, "I understand where you're coming from." And then I proceeded to tell him what I got for him at the grocery store. I said, "Oh, and by the way, I picked up the raisins for you." That's it. Nothing else. I didn't get all dramatic. I didn't sit there and yell back at him. I didn't sit there and say, "You know what? Why did you use that foul language with me? Why were you upset? I'm not the enemy." Oh, I could have had a very long sermon that I could have given to him at that moment. But you know what? It would have fallen on deaf ears. He wouldn't have cared. He had already shut out not only me, but his siblings and the rest of the world. He was done. He was spent. So instead, I just let it go. I was like, "Man, you do what you need to do." Coach Lou Holtz said it well. No one ever drowned in sweat. Sometimes we just need to let things fall where they may. Raising up your child is going to challenge every fiber in your being. Your heart will be pulled in all different directions. Your blood pressure will go up and down. Welcome to the roller coaster of life. Well, I got to tell you, when I was on that little step ladder there, it's three steps, so I was up there. I was like, "Well, good thing I've got some strong legs. I'm fine up here. I'm not going to fall." It did kind of shock me how my son was reacting and how he was acting both ways. And I just thought, you know what? He just needs to figure this out on his own. So off he went to his room, took his studies with him, and that was it. There were a few comments made from his siblings that remained in the room. I didn't say much, but then I continued on with what I needed to do. Probably about 2.5 hours later, I went into his room and had a couple questions for him. He took a deep breath and said, "Hey, Mom, I'm sorry for swearing at you earlier. I didn't mean to." That was a heartfelt apology. He got it. You see, had I yelled at him on the three-step ladder, dangling in the pantry, putting groceries away, he wouldn't have gotten it. Because he'd already shut out everybody, including his own words. He couldn't hear himself think. He was done. He was spent. He was finished. But I let him go, and I let him wrestle with what had happened. Not me, but him. You see, sometimes we need to let our kids sweat a little bit. They need to figure it out themselves. And it's hard to watch your child wrestle. It's hard to give them that space to figure it out. When your kids go off to college, when they go and get married, they're going to make some stupid mistakes. You're going to tell them one thing and they're going to do the totally opposite. And then when they are in the position that they shouldn't have been in had they listened to you, you want to tell them, "I told you so," but you know what? Mm-mm-mm-mm. You got to hold the tongue. No one ever drowned in sweat. It's okay to let our kiddos wrestle. You see, this lesson learned by my son is going to stick with him more than me yelling at the top of my lungs to get his attention just because I didn't like how he was handling his stress. How he wanted to see his day. How he thought everything should be. "Oh, no, no, no. Here comes Judgment Mom here. Judge Mom is saying this." Sometimes we as parents need to be quiet. Other times we need to scream and yell. But a lot of times we need to be very quiet. Life is a roller coaster, and parenting, it is a ride of a lifetime. I don't have all the answers, but what I do know is that us always attacking our children, always trying to put them in a position that they don't know the answer, is putting them on the defense. Sometimes we need to bring them to the other side on offense. We need to let them wrestle with it. We need to let them get a little bit sweaty. They need to figure it out. If you want to learn how to help your child get a little bit sweaty, rub a little dirt in those wounds. Okay, not meanly, but you know what I mean. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. We'll set up a time to actually talk to one another. It's hard what you do. Being a mom, being a dad, it's the toughest job in the world. And yeah, you're going to be tired. Yeah, you're going to be speechless. Yeah, you're going to yell. Oh yeah, you're going to get really, really mad. But at other times, you're going to be really, really glad. It's finding that balance, that structure for your family. What works for you? What works for your children? How you're going to discipline? How you're going to lead? Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I can't imagine Coach Holtz saying no one ever drowned in sweat, but yet I can, since he was a Notre Dame football coach. And I can see him saying that, yet his heart's saying something else. Sometimes we need to stop the busyness. We need to stop the hustle and the bustle. We need to put down our technology. We need to sit with our kiddos. We need to be with them. We need to listen to what they have to say. No, we may not agree with them, but we can hear their hearts. Lou Holtz was a really, really tough coach. But he also had a heart for every one of his players. I think it's about time that we as parents, we also have a heart for our kids. Not just because they're cute, not just because we want to be their friends and not so much their parent, because it's easier to be a friend than it is a parent. We have to be willing to make those tough decisions. They got to sweat a little bit. And guess what? We got to sweat a little bit too. Go out today. Get dirty as a parent. Listen more. Stop and breathe. Whisper resolution. You don't have to be mad and angry and yelling all the time to get your point across. You got this. I believe in you. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.